Before we go to our show today, we'd like to invite you to visit our new nostalgia guide. Go to poddango.olmuse.com. That's poddango.olmuse.com. And click nostalgia. The Old Muse Guide is going back in time, where the oldies are still young. This show is being brought to you by Old Muse.
You're listening to another premier old-time radio program and also a proud member of the Blueberry community. Another Humphrey Cummardella production.
Fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Toe. I am Silver. Hooray!
After many years of prospecting, grizzled old Jim Jackson struck gold and settled in the hills to work his claim. He lived alone and seemed to resent everyone who came his way. Some people called him Sour Face, others called him Cussed. More people referred to him as Solitary Jackson. The Lone Ranger was amused when he and Tonto stopped at Solitary's cabin to buy a few supplies.
You know why in tarnation people can't deal at the general store same as I got to? These here victuals was hauled all the way from town.
If we're going to leave you short of supplies,
there's
Jackson,
your bacon. There's the salt you needed. Uh-huh. Don't cast no observations on me being short of supplies.
You take them.
Very well. How much do we owe you?
Nothing. Don't want your cash.
I guess you've been misled by this mask. We're not outlaws, and this isn't stolen money.
Who said you was outlaws?
Well, if you won't take my money, you must have some...
You call that redskin Tonto. You call that white horse Silver.
Yes?
Well, that'd just about make you the critter they call the Lone Ranger.
That's right. Where did you hear of me?
Darn fool question. Go on, take your victuals and get. Let me be alone with my work.
You do have a bad disposition.
You're going right ahead, and I aim to keep it.
You're welcome to it.
I've noted in my years that the grinning idiots that are always full of good nature, ones that get shoved around. I've had my share of being shoved. Now go on, clear out.
Very well, Jackson. Are you ready, Toto?
Need be ready soon. Fasten the saddlebag. No call for me to stand around here waiting for you to clear out. Going back inside to my place. Don't try to be thanking me for what you got. I don't want no thanks, I want no one mine.
Very well.
him plenty, pal.
Jackson is one of the most generous men in this part of the country, Toto. He's afraid to let people know it. We'll have to come back and call on him again.
Saddlebag fastened now.
Then we'll get underway.
Steady, big fella. One, fiddle there.
Come up, Scout.
It was late afternoon of a day sometime after the meeting between the Lone Ranger and Solitary Jackson. 13-year-old Bobby Dexter reined up at the rear door of a small cottage outside the town of Hillsdale. His eyes sparkled with excitement, and he shouted as he dismounted.
Jenny, where are you?
I'm coming, Bobby.
Come here, Jenny, come here, quick.
Where in tarnation have you been? I had to say your ma's been so worried she's kept me standing by and talking to her instead of cooking up the chuck.
Where is Ma? She's not in the rear of the house, is she?
No, she's sitting on the front porch watching for you.
Jenny, listen. Can you keep a secret?
Can I keep a secret? Sakes alive. In 40 years of cooking for the different families in Hillsdale, I've had to keep secrets.
I've been out in the hills prospecting.
Oh, you got your pockets loaded out like bags on a pack mule.
Here, look at this. Look at this hunk of ore. See all those specks in there?
Sakes alive. It sure is yellow looking.
And this is just a little sample. There's a lot more there where I found this. Jenny, I found gold.
Oh, you've got to tell your ma, Bobby.
Oh, no. I want to surprise her. I want to get a lot of gold together before she knows about it. We'll work it together. We'll sneak away whenever we get a chance. When Ma's out sewing. And bring in the gold and put it up in the attic or somewhere.
Now, Bobby, I don't...
That's what I want to do. We won't say a word to anyone until we've got a big store, and then we'll have it estate and find out how rich we are.
Oh, I sure wish I hadn't promised you to keep my mouth shut. Well, if something like this is concerned,
You've got to keep quiet, Jenny. You promised, you know.
Oh, you better go and talk with your ma. She's worried.
All right. I'll go around the side of the house.
She's sitting in a rocking chair on the side of the porch.
All right, Jenny. Thanks.
Bobby, is that you?
Hello, Mom.
Life, Bobby. Where have you been?
Oh, I've just been out riding in the hills. I guess I was gone longer than I figured.
Bass and Mrs. Williams' place for more than an hour.
How much more sewing do you have to do for her?
I don't know, son. I hope there's plenty.
Well, I hope you won't have to take any more work for people.
People have to work, son.
Well, maybe you won't have to work much longer.
All right, Bobby. But I don't mind.
You just wait. I can't tell you anything about it now, but...
You can't tell me what, son?
Well, it's a secret. But you mark my words. You're not going to have to go out every day making fancy clothes for other people.
Son, your imagination again.
All right, but you just wait and see.
A couple of weeks later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were camped at the bottom of an arroyo in the foothills. They heard the sound of digging.
Can you hear that, Tonto?
Someone digging ground nearby.
I wonder why anyone would dig around here. These aren't gold-bearing hills. It sounds like a boy.
That's right. Old woman with boy.
Don't let them know we're here, Tonto. We'll see what's going on.
I wonder how much we'll get for all the gold we've got.
No,
I couldn't even make a guess,
Bobby. You think we've got $1 million worth? Oh, nothing like that, lad.
$1 million's an awful lot of dollars. I'll bet Ma be mighty pleased when she finds out about it. I wonder what she'll do first off.
We better get on with this digging.
Do you think she'll fix up the house or maybe go somewhere and buy another house? A bigger one.
Hard to say.
Oh, I don't care. As long as she doesn't have to go out sewing anymore.
Oh, she'll be a relief to her, Bobby. I've noticed of late she's been troubled with headaches from doing so much close work. There now. Oh, the sack's full up. You better be starting back. We're going to get home before your ma.
All right. How's that?
Yep. Come on. Steady there. Steady there. Steady up there. Oh,
get up there.
Hurry up, Jenny.
I'm coming.
But look, where those two are digging, Tonto. There's gold here. It's the first I've heard of it. The prospectors all go deeper into the hills.
Oh, me not think they're gold here.
Look where those two are digging. Look at this stuff, Tonto.
Ah. It not gold?
No. It's fool's gold.
Ah.
I'm afraid that boy's in for a big disappointment. I'm sorry.
Him sound like a good boy.
Yes. He's hoping to help his mother. I wish there were some way we could save him from the disappointment he's going to have.
How we do that?
I don't know. We'll have to think it over and see what we can do.
In 2 days more, Bobby and the old lady who kept house so his mother could do sewing had cleaned out the pocket of yellow ore and carried it to the little house. Then the boy was ready for his big moment. He held back the surprise until the evening meal was finished and the dishes were being washed, a chore with which he helped.
Oh, gosh.
Bobby.
Golly, Mama. I'm sorry.
That's two dishes you dropped. Maybe you better leave the drawing of them for people that don't have butter fingers.
I do declare. Then what's that in here?
I'll pick up the pieces, Mom.
You've been acting more and more curious every day, Bob. Today you're so full of fidgets you can't stand or sit without squirming.
I didn't want to tell you. Not till all the chores were done.
Maybe we'd better hold off on the rest of the dishes and let Bobby show you his surprise.
What surprise, Jenny?
Shall I get it now, Mom?
Please do, sir.
I'll be right back.
It's right outside the door there.
Yes.
Oh, that boy would have just busted wide open if he had to keep the secret much longer, Miss Dexter.
I'll be glad to see the end of all the secrecy that's been around this house.
Oh, you'll be glad for more than that, ma'am.
Here it comes.
Merciful goodness, what's in that sack?
When you see, Mom, just wait. Put it right here, Jenny. That's it. Now I'll spill some on the floor. Look, Mom. Look what we have here.
What is it, Bob?
Look at it, Mom. Can't you see? It's ore. It's gold ore.
Gold?
Sure is, Miss Dexter. Gold-bearing ore. And so rich the yellow stuff just shines bright out.
No.
I can't believe it.
You've got to believe it, Mom. There it is. And that's not all. There are other sacks full of the ore.
Where? How did you...
I found it, Mom. I found a pocket of it in the side of the hill. Jenny helped me clean out the pocket and bring the gold here in sacks.
Jenny,
he didn't want you to know it, Miss Dexter, until he had it all here.
Now you won't have to work anymore, Mom. You're going to take it easy from now on. We can get all the things you've always wanted.
Oh, Bobby, I don't know what to say.
We'll get some stock for the farm and some new clothes for you, and we can get the books you wanted and everything else.
It doesn't seem possible.
Well, there it is, Mom.
Are you sure this is gold?
Come on, Mom. Of course it is. Look at the color of it.
Bob will take some into the assay office in the morning, Miss Dexter, and then we'll know just what it's worth.
Oh, it hasn't been assayed.
I didn't want to let the secret get out, Mom.
And Bob figured it'd be wiser to wait till we had all the wealth in the pocket before having it assayed.
But we'll get the assay tomorrow, Mom, and then you'll be rich.
Son, I am rich. I'm rich without any gold. You're enough to make any woman rich.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were witnesses to the emotional scene in the small Dexter house. They stood near an open window and saw Mrs. Dexter embrace her proud son.
The disappointment is going to be bitter, Tonto.
That's right.
Mrs. Dexter doesn't deserve what's in store for her. Neither does Bobby. Those two deserve good luck for a change.
Why do you say that?
She might have been wealthy, Tonto. Very wealthy. But her husband spent everything he had to bring about peace with the Indians.
Oh, he's savvy.
Come with me, Tonto. I have an idea.
We go get horses?
Yes.
And then where we go?
We're going back to Solitary Jackson's place in the hills. Ready there, Silver. We're going to visit a cussed old man.
Stay, big fella. Come on, Silver. Get out of this cow.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode all night after leaving Bob Dexter and his mother with their dreams of gold. It was daybreak when the masked man reined up the home of the old man in the hills, a cussed old man called Solitary Jackson.
Take it easy, Jackson. Stay big.
You want more victuals, you come to the wrong place.
We want a lot more than food.
Well, of all the downright nerve.
Sit down there, Jackson. I have a lot to tell you, and I want you to listen.
I got more work to do.
Work? Why do you want to dig more gold out of your mine? You've already piled up more than you can ever spend.
Man's got to work.
You can work when you've heard what I say. I'm going to tell you about Mrs. Dexter and her son, Bobby. A woman whose husband might have left her well-to-do if he hadn't had visions of greater things. I'm going to tell you why I came here. So you see, Jackson, if it hadn't been for the fact that Dexter paid the expenses of the men who came to make peace with the Indians, there'd have been no peace today.
Yeah, doggone it all, he should have thought of his family.
If men had thought of personal fortunes 100 years ago, George Washington's armies would have failed. We'd have no United States.
Yeah. You're asking an awful lot, mister.
Yes, I know it.
Why don't this boy spend his time working for a salary?
He's tried to. But he's young, Jackson. A boy his age can't earn very much.
Prospecting. He's just as bad as I am. I wasted 40 years of my life ratting around looking for gold.
But you found it.
Yeah. What good's it done me? When I found it, it was too doggone old and ornery to spend it.
Yes, that's right.
What's that?
I agreed with you. You found gold, but you're too old and cussed to spend it.
Huh. When did you say that boy was going to the sale office?
This morning.
And you want me to... Never in all my born days did I hear of such outright outlandish nerve as you got.
Then you refuse to discuss my plan any further?
Don't you go to putting words in my mouth. Let me talk this over some more. Tell me about this boy.
It was about noon of the same day when Bob and old Jenny reached town on a battered old wagon drawn by a tired gray horse and stopped in front of the assay office. Loungers on the porch looked up in interest.
Whoa, that horse, whoa.
There was an eager light in Bobby's eyes as he stepped to the ground and took a battered cardboard box off the wagon seat.
Well, look who's come to town. Bobby Dexter.
Good
morning.
What's in the box?
Yeah, he got ordered to be a safe.
Fellas, I bet the boy's been a prospect.
You struck it rich, Bobby.
Is Mr. Quillen inside?
I'll call him out here and save you going in. Hey there, Quillen. Come out here. We got a customer for you.
Oh, I can go inside.
Oh, don't bother. Let Quillen come out to meet you. Let him earn his pay. That's what I always say.
Let him earn it. Someone call me in.
Yeah, Quillen, Miss Sprout here is looking for you.
Mr. Quillen.
Oh, hello there, Bobby. What's on your mind?
I got something for you to say.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. He struck it rich. Found gold in the hills.
Maybe he's going to let us all in on it.
Oh, quiet down, kids. What have we got there, Bobby?
We got some gold on, Mr. Quillen. Could I have it a save?
In that box?
Yes, sir.
All right, Bob, I'll take it.
No, be careful how you handle it, Quillen. It's downright valuable.
Yeah. could you look at it now, Mr. Quillen, and tell me how good it is?
I can tell that without unpacking it. No good.
Well, if that's so, Jenny said it was real good, Orrin, and she knows.
Oh, Jenny said so, huh? Well, sure, that settles it, eh, boy?
Why, don't you smart Alex quiet down.
How is it, Mr. Quillen?
Bobby, is this the stuff you want me to assay?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm afraid there's no need for it.
What do you mean?
Bobby, there's been smarter men than you that made the same mistake.
Mistake?
This is fool's gold.
Fool's gold? Oh, no. No, it can't be. It's anything.
I'm sorry, Sam, but there's no mistake about it.
You mean it's no good at all?
Not worth a dime a ton.
Golly.
Well, have any of you smart alecks got anything to say?
Poor kid. I never saw such a look in the face of anyone. I wish I hadn't adjusted him so.
Fool's gold, Jen. I can see why they call it that. Josh, I've sure been a fool.
Never mind, Bobby. After all, we're no worse off than before.
Get up there. Get up.
Bobby, look. Two men.
They're coming from the woodshed. Got a couple of sacks. Our sacks of ore. Get up there. Get up.
They're roping you.
Come on there. Get up.
They're getting away. They're climbing aboard the wagon.
Did you see it, Jenny? Did you see that man? He wore a mask.
I thought.
And the other one was an Indian. They had all of our sacks in that wagon.
There's no need worrying about it. It's no loss. Looks like you're not the only one made a mistake thinking that worthless stuff was gold. Well, rein up here now. Rein up before that old horse falls over.
Oh, whatever.
Now, we'll go inside.
You go inside. I'm going to tell the sheriff what happened. Get up, Will. Sheriff, I've got to see you.
Bobby Dexter. Well, what are you doing around the sheriff's office? Come on in.
Sheriff, a masked man and an Indian just robbed us.
Robbed you?
Yes, I had some sacks full of gold ore in the woodshed. Jenny and I saw those men take it away in a wagon on our way back from town.
Oh, now, hold on there, Bobby. Can't you believe that you've got fool's gold instead of the real thing?
But, Sheriff, it must have been worth something or those men wouldn't have stolen it.
You say one of those men wore a mask?
Yes.
Hi there, Sheriff.
Well, sakes alive, look who's come to town. Solitary Jackson. What's come over you to move in from the hills?
What's it to you, Sheriff?
You're not due for supplies for another 2 weeks.
How long since a man's got to get permission to come into this town?
Same cussed ornery old galoot you always were.
What's this boy talking about?
Now it's my turn to say, what's it to you?
Boy, did you say you've been robbed by a masked man?
Yes, sir. I had some sacks full of ore in the woodshed, and they took it away in a wagon.
It was fool's gold, Jackson.
What's that matter? If this boy's been robbed, you've got to go after them thieves. That's what you're paid for.
I'll see here, you old galoot.
Don't cross me, Sheriff. I know the law. A robbery's a robbery.
All right. I'll get my deputy, and we'll go out hunting for this masked man.
Who's your deputy?
Dan Quillen. He works in the assay office.
These two thieves are handy with six guns. You'll need more than Quillen to help you. Dad, Reddit, I'm going along myself. I'm in a fitting mood for shooting thieves.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had driven Solitary Jackson's wagon and horses deep into an isolated clearing in a wooded area where they had left their horses, Scout and Silver. When Jackson had brought that wagon from his mountain retreat, it had carried a heavy load of ore which had been dumped on the ground. The Lone Ranger and Tonto worked at the pile for some time without speaking. When they were finished, the masked man straightened.
That does it, Tonto.
How do you like playing the part of a crook?
Me wonder if plan work out all right.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe boy not go for sheriff. Maybe him not care about fool's gold.
If he doesn't go to the sheriff of his own accord, Jackson knows what to do.
Him plenty cross old fella.
This is going to do him as much good as anyone else, Tonto.
You sure him not make mistake?
I think he knows his part.
Silver give warning.
Ready there, Silver. What is it, big fellow?
Him looking yonder.
Someone's coming this way.
Ah. He hear horses.
We'll be able to see the back trail from over here. Look, Tonto.
It's sheriff and deputy.
Two deputies. Behind them are Bobby and the cussed old man.
What we do now?
Clear out. Our part is done. From now on, I think matters will take the right course.
Ready, boy? Now, we leave?
We'll start out, but circle back so we'll be sure to hear what goes on.
Get him up, Scout. Hold, Silver. Get him up. Get away.
And Raider, stop laying along. I'll get him.
Hold your fire, you junkhead.
There's the wagon. That's the one I saw.
Right up
here a minute.
Let's
look
that wagon over.
Oh. There's my sack from the wagon.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, the wagon, too. Looks like they've abandoned it.
No use going after them two. Saw them start out. They're on fast horses. Let me take a look at your ore, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
If it's like the chef Lice, huh? It's fool's gold.
What do you know about ore?
Quillen's the assay clerk. What more do you want?
Man that calls this fool's gold is Jughead.
What's that? Let me see it.
Here, Quillen, rub your nose in this and tell me what it looks like.
Sheriff.
Is it gold?
You're doggone right it's gold. If this is what you found, Bobby, you've struck it.
Well, I'll be doggone.
It's gold. It's gold. I knew it was. Jenny said so. Look at the rest of it, Mr. Quillen, will you? Look at the rest of the sacks and tell me if it's all gold. Come on up on the way.
Hey, sure.
Jackson, I want to talk to you. Step over here.
What do you want, Sheriff?
The boy won't hear us if we keep our voices down. I thought maybe you could explain a few points, Jackson.
Me?
You and I both know that that wagon belongs to you. So does the team that hitched to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like those crooks got to my place, too.
Maybe you can explain why that ore in the wagon looks the same grade you bring in from your mine.
Who are you to know the difference in gold ore?
You're not going to answer questions, huh?
You got anything else to ask that's none of your business?
Oh, I reckon not, Jackson. But I can't help but note a pile of dirt over yonder. It looks just like it had been emptied from some sacks that had been carried away from the Dexter house.
Sheriff, I'm a cussed old man. Sometimes I get mad enough to chaw a man apart. And I'd get downright mad if you was to shoot off your mouth so as Bobby and his ma would find out that a masked man sort of switched pay dirt on Bobby.
Count on me to say nothing. Doggone, Jackson, you're not as cussed as I thought.
I am so. Most cussed man that ever drawed breath. And I aim to stay that way.
What you've done for the Dexters belies what you say.
That weren't my idea. How could I argue with a Lone Ranger?
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.